Imagine this. Someone posts hashtag social in a comment on my Instagram post or reel, and voila, they get this episode automatically DM'd to them. Then I can track the engagement, increase followers, drive more sales. You can do this too and more with Stampede Social. I chat with founder Jeff Dwoskin, how it works and tips to boost engagement and how to send your podcast fans the content they want without clicking the link in the bio. So let's take a listen and get the scoop. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, you know I'm all about awesome tools and ways to automate your marketing and sales efforts. And when I came across Stampede Social, I was like, this is the coolest thing. So I had to have Jeffrey Dwoskin on my show to talk about DMing strategy for engagement, especially for podcasters, and some skills, why it's hot, the ins and outs. And yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So DMing, I've seen so many courses and coaches talking about the DMing strategy of, which obviously, you know, direct messaging through like social media apps, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and so forth. Have you seen the same thing? Like, I don't know, understand kind of like why all of a sudden it's hotter than it was before.
I think someone at one of the social platforms decided that was the thing to focus on. So that became the hot thing. So, but yeah, I mean, it's good. It's an intimate way to communicate with people and, you know, and kind of talk privately, right? So that's the whole idea. So you can kind of engage one-to-one, which is what's so nice about it.
I know. For me, it feels like, you know, years ago, you could post on social and you got really good engagement, lots of comments, lots of traction from it. And just because of the changes in the platforms so much over the years, like it's just harder and harder to get people's attention and to get that engagement. So I think taking that extra step to communicate one-on-one is, it humanizes your business. But it's just, like you said, a way to engage and communicate with them more directly and get their attention.
Right. And you can be a little more kind of subtle about it, kind of work up to the big reveal, if you will. It's definitely part of it. It's definitely something we leverage at Stampede Social. The unique thing about it, with Stampede Social, is that the user initiates the DM. The user initiates the DM. So what's interesting about that is, especially from like a podcaster point of view, you know, when you're on Instagram, for example, and you come across, as much as you would love, I'm sure, anyone that finds your podcast, oh, leverage your podcast host, I'm going to stop my life right now and spend 30 minutes listening to Lindsay because she's amazing, which you are. But the odds that the intersection of my life, my time, and my desire at that exact moment probably don't always line up, right? No. So the issue is everyone wants to remember. There's many things that I want to remember. There's many posts that I've saved. I joke that I could retire on the knowledge that I've saved on social medias and have no idea where that information is, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the interesting thing about Stampede Social is the whole core. It does a lot of cool things, but the main thing is it gets your, in the podcasting world, it gets your episodes to your fans without having them leave the post or the story. And it puts it in their DM. So what's interesting about that, because those life intersections may not be lining up, it's there later, right? Yeah. If I'm on a story I can comment and then I can get the DM. And then later when I'm ready, when I'm driving or doing working out, whatever it is I do, when I consume a podcast, it's there and I know where it is. And so it makes it real easy to kind of create my future to-do list with DMs. So,
yeah. And it just, for me, like it sparks that conversation and then you can kind of go back, like, what'd you think of the episode? You know, what, do you have any questions about it? Or, you know, asking questions about them and their business to get that conversation going. Cause once you kind of build that relationship with them, you're obviously more likely to, for them to stay in your world and then convert. Now let's take a step back for a second. First of all, kind of like explain holistically what Stampede Social is and what were you doing before that? What made you like create this?
Great example. Great question. I've been in the digital world for a long time. So I've always been sort of passionate about creating things to help people's lives be better. And, you know, we originally were doing stuff on Twitter and for years, from like 2015 to earlier this year when we sunset it, but we had an app called Hashtag Roundup and we would trend organically hashtags. Over the time period, we trended over 8,000 hashtags organically and we would work with brands to do some brand related ones as well. And then we created this automation with that. The idea was to be able to drive to zero party data now? Was first party. I think it went anyway. So you have their email, collect email addresses. And so we created this call and response tech, but then we moved it to Instagram because Instagram, while being one of the most powerful tools and most popular tools, has a lot of shortcomings when it comes to engagement and running campaigns. And so we're like, we could fix all this. And so that's why we built Stampede Social. So we get, you know, the links to your fans via DM versus sending them to link in bio. And we can, you can use our tools. We have a winner selection tool via our dashboard built into every post and reel or Instagram live events. You can do post level giveaways real easy. You know, there's ways to kind of track click-throughs via the other platforms using the Stampede Social technology. But it's core, at the core, it was everybody's working so hard to put out these episodes.
Yeah.
But we're making it too hard for people to actually get the episodes specifically on Instagram, to send them away from the post or the reel to go to the link in bio and then hunt for it and try and find it isn't the optimal thing that you can do. It's the way it works, but we created a better way for it to work.
I love that. It's next level for sure. And just to kind of like, for those that maybe aren't in Instagram or aren't like fully in the know in it. So obviously Instagram, you can put links, but people have to copy and paste it or type it in. Nothing's clickable. And then a lot of people are using, what is there, like link, there's like a bunch of them, but like Linktree, Link Bio, or a couple of them. And so that is the link that's in your bio. And then it opens up to all these other links. But yeah, like you said, they have to like go to your bio, click it, go to the post, click that. So there's like, I don't know how many clicks for them to take an action to watch that video, read that blog, obviously listen to that podcast. It's like, you know, your conversion rate on that, it keeps going down because there's too many barriers.
Well, anytime you make it hard or ask somebody to do extra things, you know, the idea is if I'm at a post or a reel, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm probably scrolling. I don't want to leave at that, right? You know, the rhythm of my, you know, the
totally
content that I'm going through. So I'm not saying, you know, link in bio, use it if you have it. Great. Yeah. But what we offer, what Stampede Social, what we built, which we think is amazing for anyone who's also into data, is the you comment below, right? So you have a specific hashtag trigger that triggers that triggers a DM, right? But the DM then that link that you get, it's unique to you, right? So I know that I sent this link to Lindsay.
Right.
I know because you responded to this post or reel or sent it via DM. I know if you clicked on it, how many times you clicked on it, when you did it. So over time, I now have collected a database of engagement and top engagers that goes well beyond just, you know, the click throughs and the Google Analytics of just seeing impressions go up on a particular page. I'm starting to really understand who is engaging with me, how often, which content. Then I can do a real analysis of which content is the most popular. You know, it's really, you can really kind of dive in and get pretty deep with it.
That's amazing. And like from, as a podcaster, you sort of feel like you don't have a lot of ways of getting that data and engaging in your audience and find out like who is your listener avatar. Obviously you create that persona when you create it, but you're sort of left with like a few tools to get an idea of, but nothing super granular. And so just so I can understand it correctly. So let's say I post a reel that's from my podcast. I would then in the text say, comment hashtag whatever below they, if you want the whole episode, and then it automatically will send them the link to the episode.
Yep. You say in the Stampede Social dashboard, you set up campaigns and you can have multiple campaigns running at the time. You can go anywhere you want it to go. So you can send it to your podcast webpage, because then maybe there they choose Spotify or Apple or Good Pods, wherever they're going to listen to. If you have one of those magic links, you can send it to that, you know, where it knows which platform you're on. And, you know, so yeah, I mean, that's now then you have that, the attribution data there as well. So you can see what's happening, but at least you know where the intentions are going. And like you said, you can start to create conversations with the people that you know are interested in your data.
Right.
So, or in your podcast episodes and your content. So, which kind of takes it to a whole different level. So,
yeah, you can actually speak to your listeners.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole Stampede Social interface, like when you connect your Instagram to Stampede Social, there's a whole interface where you can dive into the posts and the reels and get all the stats from Instagram that are there, but real easy reports that you can generate. You can engage. So if someone comments on your post, we have AI tools that can help you pick tones and themes, personas, and you can create engagement responses that you can then edit and send. You know, so you can have a lot of fun. The idea of Stampede Social is to give you a real 360 view of the engagement happening on Instagram for you, and to bring you closer to your fans.
Yeah. I love that. And I like the part where it's like, okay, you can see better which types of posts are getting the most engagement, what content topics are getting the most action, if you will, and which episodes. So then you can repeat that, obviously, like do another episode on the same topic, just in a slightly different way. Because you want to do more of what people want.
Right. And you can download the report and look at, the carousels are generating more than the videos or whatever, that might end up being. And so it's really, that's pretty awesome. The other thing from a podcaster point of view is you don't have to necessarily originate the automation from Instagram. You can do it from your podcast. So you can set up an automation. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to do a mailing list, right? So you could set up that campaign in Stampede Social, and then you could on your podcast say, hey, go to my Instagram and just DM me hashtag mailing list.
Ooh.
I'll send you a link to my mailing list and you can sign up. And then, so then they go, they DM you, they get the automation, they get the link, they click through, you know, now who was listening and went there. So you've converted anonymous to known, because they're in a report and they're in your DM. You can follow up with them. You can see if they actually, completed that task of signing up for your mailing list. But you know now beyond just the, just who may, you may, you, you know, beyond just maybe whatever click data you might have had. So it's a whole different level of kind of just really understanding and be able to get a pulse on who your listeners are. You know, you could do that with sponsors too. You can say BetterHelp, you know, BetterHelp is your sponsor. Then you could say, DM me hashtag BetterHelp and it will generate the link. And then they click on that and it goes to the link they gave you for your thing. And now you know how many people are clicking through to their webpage, which otherwise you wouldn't know. Because if I tell them just to go directly to the webpage, I have no idea who did it. I'm under that sponsor's, you know, they have to tell me if they ever tell me how many clicks, but I can totally understand from, you know, from my Stampede Social dashboard, how effective I'm being in that way. So there's like lots of really
a lot of
cool
different applications.
Like we have a QR code that gets generated that opens up your Instagram DM. I use that when I speak. At the end, I put up that QR code. I have a hashtag slides campaign set up. Everyone in the audience, I say, scan the QR code and they DM me hashtag slides and then I get a link to my presentation. Now I know how many people in the audience actually engaged with me and did it.
Yeah.
Whether they actually then download it or not, I have the intent because they are in my DMs and in the report that gets generated.
Yeah.
So, which is nice because now you know exactly which 10 people are the most interested from that audience and you can follow up with them as well. So it's another cool kind of application of kind of leveraging the Instagram tech, but from outside of Instagram.
Right. So I could do that in an email, obviously mention it in podcast episodes, like,
So like I could set up a campaign that is, you know, automated on Instagram. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I can, what we do when you set up a campaign is we give you a static link for it. It's like a redirect link for that campaign.
Right.
And you can take that link. You can put it in your email, in LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere where you want people to click to get to it. And when they click on it, it'll redirect through Stampede Social and it will then generate in the report those click-throughs. So you know, okay, this is how many people clicked on those links from other platforms.
Yeah.
So
a great way to grow your Instagram account as well.
Yeah.
To get people like from one platform to the other. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And just engagement in general and being very active is, you know, one of the kind of key subtle ways to grow your Instagram, you know, keeping up on replies when people comment, all that kind of good stuff. So
now I know someone out there is thinking this question and I asked it to you before we recorded. So I just want to repeat that so other people can hear it. So I know that Facebook has, if you DM someone the same templated message or whatever, it kind of shuts you down. Is that affected in with social, Stampede Social?
Well, you got to keep, with Stampede Social, there's a few templates that are sent and each DM is technically unique because the link that gets sent is different than the other links.
It's
and
specific.
the hashtags would be dependent on what was requested. But the main difference though is these DMs are requested. So versus if I'm just DMing somebody, if I'm using a software, if I think what you're kind of referring to is if I'm aggressively being a salesperson and DMing people a lot of the same things. If you look at your Instagram app, if you do an automation, it will show the referral of why you got that automation. Like if you respond to a post, there's a reference to that post.
It tracks it.
So it knows it came from something you did. Mm. So it's the DMs that we send are a little different because they're fan initiated versus the like a salesperson initiated type thing.
Right. Because they're actually putting hashtag whatever in the comment. So that's like cookied in.
Yeah. Opted in for that message. Yeah, so
exactly. Okay. That makes total sense. I just knew someone would be asking that out there.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Yes, great questions. You're awesome.
Good. Now you also teased earlier about creating a giveaway. Can you kind of unpack that a little bit to give people an idea of how that can work?
So there's two cool ways that you can do giveaways with Stampede Social. Now keep in mind, when I say this, we're not a sweepstakes company.
No, these are just the tools, right?
Okay. I don't want to be like, oh, these guys will do rules. No, but I did work at a promotion agency for 6 years. So I kind of know what people need to do to kind of make this easy. So there's two ways to do it. One is you create a hashtag giveaway that links to a registration form, right? And so that goal of that type of giveaway is you're probably trying to collect a mailing list or something like that. So that's like a first party data move, and they register and that's that. And
so that data is allowed. Right. Yeah.
So that data now is wherever you're collecting that data.
Okay.
And then somebody will initiate, you know, download that and run that giveaway, you know, the drawing. Now, the other way people frequently do giveaways on Instagram is just a post level or a reels level giveaway. And so what that usually entails is, you know, hey, comment below, fire emoji, or, you know, tell us why you deserve to have all the French fries in the world, or, you know, or tag a friend, or, you know, whatever it is. Right. So then you get 900 comments. Right. And in your rules, let's say you know, everyone can enter one time or five times or a million times, doesn't matter. So, with Instagram, what's rough about Instagram is you can't get to that data real good. You can't see it on the app real good, right? I mean, like when something has a lot, it's hard to really kind of get to it. And so what Stampede Social does, when you log into the dashboard, it collects everything as a database in context to that post. And in context to that post, there's a winner selection tool. You go in, you say, I want everyone to be able to enter two times, for example. I asked them to put a fire emoji. You don't have to ask them, but you know what I'm saying. And then you hit, you submit. And what it does is it'll dedupe it, all those comments. It'll dedupe it. So if you entered four times, it gets rid of two of them, randomizes it five times, which is what most people would download and then put it through like a randomizer.org. So this will randomize it five times to give you a real good shuffle. And then it just gives you a top down winners list. So if like you started with 900 and let's say you get down to 850, you basically get the list of those 850. The first one is the winner, you know, first place, you know, if that one you disqualify because of something they said, or it was outside of a date range, then you just move on to the next one. So, but that's all built in. It's one click, boom, easy.
Wow.
Easy to do. Yeah.
That's fun.
It's a little more compliant for legal teams that want something more than just an app that randomly grabs the winner. Right.
So many rules. So I could, in my podcast over, you know, a month period, have a giveaway to do whatever, and they just have to, I don't know, DM me, or if I had posts that related to it.
Yeah. You just set up a post, say, hey, we're giving away whatever, $50 Amazon, comment below, you know, and then you can do that. Or if you want to drive people to a registration form, you say, comment below, hashtag, you know, whatever. And then that'll drive them to the registration form. So there's different ways to do it. But then, the idea with Stampede Social is, and we also track user generated content. So if you, like, if you have a book and you're like, I tell everyone, hey, if you're reading my book, take a picture with my book and use the hashtag Jeff's book and tag me on Instagram. Right. So we can pull all those into an interface as well. So you can run user generated content campaigns and it pulls it in easy peasy. So easy. Anyway, so but the idea with Stampede Social was, there's these certain things that everyone does on Instagram, but they're difficult, easy to put in motion, difficult to manage, difficult to measure.
Yeah.
And so we kind of made it easy to measure and easy to manage, with the hopes that, all right, do it more often, you know? So we're not a scheduling tool. We're not a full inbox management tool, but we like to think that we open up the creativity to inspire you to be able to do more on Instagram, to promote whatever it is you're promoting, and have the confidence that it's going to be easy for you or one of your teammates to just execute it with no real hardships whatsoever. in doing so without, you know, this another software for that, you know, all this kind of stuff, kind of brought it all together to kind of make this real cool engagement tool, does a lot of cool things and is flexible enough to really meet the needs of, you know, agencies, small brands, podcasters, mm-hmm. any creator. So
I know I like it because it, like, to me, I always like things that, for lack of better terms, kills a few birds with one stone. It's like you get engagement, you can increase your followers, you can actually chat and converse with your listeners, see what's working. But then I also like that it's an opportunity for sales, because if you're manually DMing people and doing, like, the time and money that you can save is crazy. Like having a sales team that replies to all those people or do it manually. I'm like, holy.
It's like having a team member that's working 24/7. You just have you just have to take the few seconds to set it up.
Yeah.
And then it goes. Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice in that way.
Yeah. That is the coolest thing. What kind of feedback are you getting, and results from your clients, customers?
People are loving it. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, what else am I going to say? You know, there's some, no, it's 50-50. No, I'm just kidding. you know, people are really loving it. It's a change, right? So it's a kind of a different way to do it. But once you kind of spend the 5 minutes just to kind of figure it all out, it is a game changer. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm a creator. I have my own podcast separate from Stampede Social. I use it, you know, so it's like, so I, you know, I know, work through, you know, all the kinks and the bugs and all that. And when I worked at a large brand, I worked with agencies. So I know what they were doing on social and specifically Instagram to try and do and where the pain points were. So, you know, it's, the goal of it was to kind of take the greatest parts of a lot of things and put them all together, and not, you know, cut the fat, if you will, in terms of the things you don't necessarily need. You know, there is some cool AI tools built into it too. I talked about the engagement tool, where it can help you with the responses. The cool thing about that is when you do your caption and then somebody responds to the caption, right, responds to the post, the AI tool that we built reads the caption and builds your response with that as context. So it's not, so somebody could write a whole thing about, you could write a caption about your book and the author, and we're going to be here next week. And then somebody just goes, awesome. And you go, and then the response could be something like, it is awesome. You should check us out next week at the event.
Ooh.
Right. So now, and so the other cool thing is in some of the more advanced plans that we have other AI tools. One of them is a competitive analysis. So if you put in the Instagram of an account that's similar to yours,
right,
it'll read the captions from that Instagram and then does a marketing analysis and then gives you a report based on what their tone, their theme, their call to actions, what hashtags they're using, you know, ways you can compete against them. You know, it's pretty cool. But what's neat is that we're able to grab that extra data to give you that advantage. And we're building additional AI tools and reports as well that'll help analyze the data. Right now it's all, you know, raw data you can download. Yeah. But we're building lots of AI stuff. What would a tool be these days without other,
right?
Without AI, cool stuff.
It'd be so passe if you weren't.
Yeah, I know. So 19.
So let me understand this correctly. So when people are commenting on your posts for the one that you set up a campaign for, the AI will generate a comment back in response to what they said. Is that what you mean?
Mostly true. It'll actually allow you, Stampede Social will, let's say, monitor and actively allow you to engage with your last 20 posts. It doesn't matter if you have a campaign set up specifically on that post.
Okay.
So you can do engagement on any of the posts in that cycle. It doesn't automatically send a response. That would be scary, and I wouldn't recommend anyone automate a ChatGPT automated response. But what it does is it creates something and then you can edit it Or if you like it, you can just hit send. So it kind of just is your writing partner. And then you can then use it to, and if you don't like it at all, you just hit the button again and it'll just gives you a brand new one. And so, so that's how.
Now I gotcha.
Yeah.
But that's so true, because sometimes you get people and it's like a one word answer and you're like, I know I shouldn't just like their comment, because that feels like.
It's hard to get creative when people.
I know. You're like, what do I say back? And literally I've been staring at my phone on LinkedIn going, how can I creatively answer back that's intelligent and like responding to them? But if you have an AI that's like, you know, tongue in cheek or whatever, and that would
be awesome. You can set it up. We have tones and themes here. Like I have mine set up to be like a creative comedian, but you could be a sarcastic comedian or a funny chef, or, you know, I mean, it's like, there's like 2,900 different combinations you can kind of figure out, but like to find your voice. And then you set that one as a default.
Yeah.
You can always change it, but like that then becomes the baseline for what you're doing, which is pretty cool.
I know.
Even it's a lot of people's favorite feature.
What's that?
That's a lot of people's favorite feature.
Right?
Because it's sometimes just hilarious to see what the, you know, what the AI comes up with.
Yeah, yeah. Just the entertainment value alone.
Exactly.
No, but it is, like, from a legit standpoint, sometimes it is hard to comment back and you're just like, I'm pulling a blank, man. You've given me nothing. I don't know what to say.
Right,
back.
Exactly. So this way it can give you a little creative inspiration. So
awesome. So for though, like for when you're setting up the campaigns and the templates, like what are the do's and don'ts? Like, should it be really short and sweet? Should it be like asking a question in there? Like, what are your tips on how to set those up?
When you set up a campaign, the call to action should be close to the top. People don't read. So if you have a lot, you can repeat it at the end, but you know, hey, you want this great episode? Use hashtag this. You could say comment hashtag leverage or DM me and I'll send you a link to the episode. The reason, if you would let someone know they can DM you as well, maybe it's a sensitive topic. Maybe they don't want everyone to know they're interested in reading it or seeing it. So they can do it just between the two of you in the DMs. So you put that there, and then it's also a matter of, you know, training your fans and stuff that this is a new white glove service that you're offering, right? Making it real easy for them to get to your information. And so, you know, but that's really the key. The key is use words that are easy to remember, to type. Don't use hard words. And you figure out real quick which are hard words when you see people typing words wrong. But like millionaire, hard word. Don't use that word. People just don't know how to spell it.
That's
And I'm not even saying I do, but I'm just saying I've seen it firsthand. But it's like little things like that. You know, don't put an S next to a 5 because that can be visually confusing. Mm. You know, things like that. So anytime you're creating a call to action, you know, just kind of step back, look at it, and see how it is. But the main thing would be to keep it high up and don't put static full URLs in your captions, no matter what, because you can't click on them and no one's retyping those.
No.
No one's got that kind of time. So.
No. What about the response back? Like when that DM to them goes out, should that response be like short and sweet? You're only giving them the thing and like, that's it. Or like how should you set up the responses or the DMs to them?
We set up responses for you. So you have, when you sign up, there's canned responses that just kind of get to the bare bones of it, which is basically, hey, thanks for requesting hashtag leverage. Enjoy the link. Here's the link, and just get them what they need in and out. And that way makes it real easy for you to have multiple campaigns running at the same time where you don't have to, you know, we wanted to put no barriers in the way of you just getting something. If you were like, oh my God, I'm going live in 2 seconds, you could set it up as long as you have the hashtag and the URL and be live and not have to worry about it. The second you set it up, any of these campaigns, it works on stories, it works on posts, reels, direct to DM, and Instagram live. So boom, just like that.
Nice. And then does it notify? So do you have to go into your stats or do you get notified when those DMs go out? I'm just trying to think from like a sales perspective, if you had a team that are like, oh, wait like 5 days when they get the DM and then message them, ask them how they liked it or follow up, like just from a management perspective.
At the moment, it's a report you would have to download. So there's no,
which is fine. If you do that once a week or every 3 days or whatever, no biggie.
It probably depends on, you know, some people sit there and hit refresh. So it's whatever, it's all real time. So you know, you can get the, whatever you download the report, it's as of that moment. So, you know, whatever, how many ever times you need to do it, but yeah, I mean, it depends on, you know, if it's, it depends on the sensitivity of the offer or why they would have used that hashtag.
Yeah.
So if, you know, I mean, so, you know, if it's something that is sales oriented and where they want to set up a meeting, then likely, you know, maybe check in every few hours or something. But
yeah, I never thought of that for, book a call or consult or whatever you want to call your discovery calls or what have you. Same with, I guess you could use it for like driving your affiliate sales.
Yeah. But the whole idea would be, especially in sales, would be send them to that book a meeting website. So it's all automated. They get the link, they go, they set it up. You could then download the report periodically to see who maybe didn't complete the action. You can see who didn't click on the link, and maybe you follow up with them or the ones that did click, then you would know whether or not they did sign up. So there's, you know, a lot you can do to kind of just, help you understand who best to reach out to or who to nudge, that kind of thing.
For sure. And then obviously the main reason being, you know, a podcaster would be to get more listens on your actual podcast episodes and get traffic to your site or whatever that may be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you have in the pipes?
In the pipes? We are, we're kind of prepping some more AI tools, additional features. We're always looking to see what other platforms to, expand to, or to kind of see what we can do to best apply the technology elsewhere as well. So that'll be, you know, we built the full suite on Instagram, and then, you know, over time we'll be growing it as well.
Cool. Yeah. I'm excited to see what comes. Yeah, I know it's been hectic for me over the past few weeks, but I definitely want to try it out, especially from a, because you can use it for sales, affiliate, podcast. Like there's so many applications. Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Coaches, speakers, anybody, really anyone who's a creator, small brand, big brand, you know, it's built to really support whoever needs it. So we purposely made it very versatile for that reason.
Yeah. And before we go, share what your podcast is and how people can listen to it as well.
My personal podcast?
Your podcast?
I'm saying like I have a podcast, but it's not Stampede Social. It's my personal pop culture podcast.
But that's fun.
No, it's fun. It's called Classic Conversations. Legit. Yeah, it's called Classic Conversations. I talk to TV, film stars, comedians.
I know, that's super cool. Yeah.
So it's super fun. So I need to start one for stampede.social, which is the website. And then also anyone who's listening, if you want to check out Stampede Social, there is a 14-day free trial for everyone who signs up. But if you use leverage 50, you can get 50% off a plan for anyone listening.
Sweet. Thank you for that. And the URL again for the app?
stampede.social.
That's easy.
I know, perfect. Right?
Yeah. I so appreciate chatting with you and kind of getting the inner workings and behind the scenes of Stampede Social and how to use it for opportunities for growing your podcast and growing your business. And for me, I'm like, any way to automate and make things easier and maximize your results works for me.
Me too. We're on the same page. We're on the same page with that.
So thanks for sharing your app, and here's to your continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And here's to your continued success as well.
Thank you. High five to us. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you. All right, guys, have a great one. And I'll see you next week on Leverage Your Podcast Show.
And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.